Hello.
Hello, my name is Latoya, calling back for customer support. How can I assist you on today?
Well, Latoya, I want to see about getting a cancellation on my order because it was not as it was presented. Okay. I've talked to a couple of people since I ordered it.
Yes, ma'am.
And I talked to Jay this morning, and he told me now that it was a drawing that I was supposed to be in the middle of December or something. And I said, no, your ad said I was buying a mixer that would be delivered in 5 to 7 days. And it's been 18 days now, and
I have gotten
nothing. So I just wanted to see about canceling it or, you know, whatever. It's only $7.95, I realize, but that's my seven, and it was supposed to be $2.95.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely understand. Give me that zip code and let me see if I can pull that account for you.
Okay. 37122.
All right. Thank you so much for that information. Let's see.
I'm getting it up on my computer now too.
Yes, ma'am.
But I talked to John, a guy named John, on the 10th of November, and he said that it was for a mixer, and I would be waiting on a USPS confirmation, and then it would be 5 to 7 days. And I said, okay, well, I'll give you a little more time and see what's going on, but I've gotten nothing since then. So,
yes, ma'am. Let me look into your account and see if we can see what's going on. What's your first and last name?
Paula Fry, F-R-Y.
Okay, just a minute. Let's see.
I should have known better when I did it, but
well, you know, sometimes you know it's almost too good to be true.
Too good to be true, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. And I
then when they posted $7.95, I thought, well, that's still not bad if that's going to be what they give me. But they, so far nothing.
Yeah, I understand that. Let me look at it and see if I can see what's going on. Yeah, I do it all the time myself. I be online and it says, oh, you can get this right here. But when I read them terms and conditions, that little bit of print that tells you that this is a trial, it's like, okay, then the number jumps and skyrockets up. I'm like, no.
Yeah, see, I didn't see anything about that on there, about a trial. That's what I got scared of. I thought, well, maybe it's $7.95 a month, or whatever for forever, or whatever. So that's what I got scared about. But it hadn't been a month yet, so I don't know if they're going to charge again or not.
Okay, so I've got your account up, and I think this might be you, but can you verify your mailing address for security purposes?
All right, 716 Silver Springs Drive, Mount Juliet, Tennessee, 37122.
No, that's not you. Let's see, that's not you. We got quite a few Paulas in here. That's why I was trying to check and see if that was you. Let's go back and see. Yeah, that's not you. Address doesn't match.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Where is my sheet?
I didn't know how they found it to start with, but both John and Jay I talked to both came up with it really quick, supposedly. Like I said, supposedly. When I call this number and
Well, what happens is, of course, you definitely have a popular name, so it would generate, depending on the information they had to verify you.
Yeah, I thought maybe it'd be listed by last name.
Well, it's different matrix because we are third party, so we work with a lot of different companies. So it may be 1,000, 2,000 Paulas. And that have the same, almost directly the same spelling and everything, and still, that's why we verify that address. What's your email address?
The email address is banditfry@tds.net.
Mm-mm, that's not you either. Let's do this. I think I've got your number up here. Let's see, is your number right there? Is your number 386-590-6121?
No.
Okay, then that's definitely not you.
Mine's a 615 area code.
Okay, give me your phone number.
615 754-8647.
Let's see if that's going to generate to you. I am not pulling up an account for you. Okay, I've got your number. Let me ask you this. Do you have, and I don't need the whole account, the whole numbers on the card. Do you have, can I get the first six of your credit card number that you used and the last four?
The first six and the last four?
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds like the whole number.
Actually, it's not quite the whole number. We don't ask for the whole number. We just have to, like, see, it's like a matrix of trying to match the six in the front and the last in the back.
Yeah, just a second. I don't have it out. Okay. 426684.
Okay, and the last four?
6876.
There you are. I bet now I've got you. All right, verify that address one more time for security purposes.
716 Silver Springs Drive, Mount Juliet, Tennessee, 37122.
That's you. All right, now if it stops circling, I can see. Just can bear with me. The system is being real agitated right now. It doesn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's Friday. Maybe it wants, you know, ready for the weekend too.
Yeah.
Come on. Stop circling.
So, what part of the country are you in?
The coldest part, it seems like. Oh my God. It's so cold. So cold. It was frosty on the cars and everything.
It is here too, but. No.
Yes, ma'am. Here it is. I got you. Okay, so I see $7.95, which was done on the 1st for the KitchenAid. Yeah. It just kind of abbreviates it.
Yeah,
you only have that one charge. There's nothing else on here. Looks like you were, let me see if this is the one you were in it, or you entered into, or was it a trial? Because this looks like this might be a trial.
Well, I don't want a trial. I don't want anything. All it said on my thing was we're eliminating last year's models of the KitchenAid mixer, and you can buy this for, in fact, it was $2.95, and I should have known in my mind. I thought, don't do this. Don't give nobody your credit card number. Don't give nobody nothing. And I didn't. And then I thought when they, you know, came up with this, you know, charge $7.95, I thought, okay, maybe I am going to get it. And now
yes,
they're
ma'am.
Telling me it's a drawing is what he's telling me.
Let me make sure that's what that is, because it's a couple of little promotional things that they have going on. Let me make sure that's what that is before I take you out of this. Hang on tight for me just for a moment and let me check for you. Okay, Miss Paula?
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. All right. Thank you so much and patiently waiting, Miss Paula. So that's exactly what it is. It's sweepstakes. You got entered into a sweepstakes to win it. Excuse me. And if you were to actually win, they would email you if you were the winner. So that didn't mean that you were actually the one that won it if they didn't email you. But this is definitely a sweepstakes. And if you do not cancel, you will be entered into the membership, which is going to go up. And
I don't want to be no membership, no nothing. It didn't mention a word about a sweepstakes or nothing. It just said, order this mixer. And that's what it said, thank you for purchasing your mixer. And, you know, thing. And so I want to cancel it.
Okay.
I want my money back.
Okay, let me see what.
Because
I don't even see if it never went out. Because this was on the 1st of This is on the 1st of this month.
Yeah, it's on my credit card right now for me ready to pay for it.
Okay.
That's why I'm calling, you know, thing. And I've already called my credit card company and talked to them, and she said, well, call them back and
right.
try and cancel it. Try to cancel it. If they refuse to cancel it, call us back.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and get that situated for you. Give me just a sec.
And you said your name was what again?
LaToya.
LaToya, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Hang on just for a moment.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Paula, so I got that. Go ahead and take care of canceling that. However, that was an entry fee for that $7.95 to enter to win it. And actually, I'm not exactly sure which one of these promotionals it is, but that's the entry fee. So that's a valid charge.
Okay, well, there was nothing even mentioned about $7.95.
So you said it was like $2.98.
It was $2.95. And it said, buy this mixer for $2.95, and I should have known smarter, but I didn't, and I won't, you know, do it again. But I am going to call my credit card company back and see if they can. They said they would dispute it. And
okay.
There was nothing mentioned on there about $7.95 or any membership or any sweepstakes or anything, because I read the whole thing.
Okay.
And they evidently paid all these people to do their reviews, because everybody said, oh, yeah, I got my mixer in 5 days, and it's a beautiful, and pictures of it and everything. So,
yeah,
you know,
tend to pay people that.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Ms. Fryer, because, you know, you sound like you're a pretty decent person, and, you know, every now and then we do make mistakes that we do. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to see if I can speak with my – it's only $7.95. I'm speaking with my supervisor about seeing if we can get that money back for you, okay?
I appreciate it. I know it's only $7.95, but
yes,
it's not.
Ma'am.
It was the false advertising that I got that makes me mad.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, give me just a minute to get
okay.
that, get her on the line. Okay, thank you. Hold on.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Paula, I had to pull her arm, but I was able to get that confirmation. So you will see that fully refunded $7.95 back into your account in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
3 to 5 business days. Okay, well, I'll give it that because the bill's not due till December 7th. So
yeah, but it's canceled out, so you don't have to worry about receiving any other, you're not going to, the membership or anything. All of this has been canceled out. So cause it's,
that was my
it's,
next it's, question.
Yeah. I got that taken care of. You don't have to worry about it. And if, in fact, with this system, with us going ahead and canceling out on our end, if you, in fact, happen to get a charge, which hopefully you won't because we've canceled it out, you just call us back, and because it's already in the system and it'll fully refund whatever we've charged you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it because, that wasn't the way it was stated on there. And I, of course, like I said, I'm usually pretty savvy. My husband gets into all this, and I'm usually pretty good, but I thought this
us women do sometimes tend to, not want to read. And see, I actually see while we're talking about it. See, this is that sweepstakes discount club, that $2.98 charge was a one-time charge to win 20 entries. And you don't get a gift card voucher, which you said you didn't see that it said that. But when it goes to the $7.95, that's actually getting into the moving up the line of the sweepstakes on the next level of sweepstakes.
See, I never saw the $2.95 period, on it, anything to do with it. And I did get an email way back when. I don't even know where. I know I didn't delete it, but it was. Thank you for your purchase of the mixer, and here's a $200 gift code to buy something else.
On the line, did you use it?
I did not use it, no. And
because
it could be
our gadget store. Don't sleep on that. I would definitely go back and check that out because with this one that you actually signed up for, they do have where you get like a little voucher for $100 and you can use on our online store.
I just found it. It's a support at trueproductsforless.com and it's consumer direct savings. Congratulations on your purchase of the KitchenAid. And that's not a sweepstakes. It's congratulations on the purchase of your KitchenAid. We'd like to also provide you with a $200 discount code, which can be used on any item at Consumer Direct Savings. Now, I got two emails like that.
You have that is not consumer discount store. That is one of our places. That's why I'm saying you might want to use that code because if it's still valid, you can still use it. I mean, it's not going to cost you anything. It's already yours. You can still use it. Go on the online, and it's a discounted like gadget store. You get discounted items, and if it's a voucher already, use it. You've got one, use it. And it's not going to sign you up for anything else or none of that. Because I know you're like, oh, that's sad.
I thought, I haven't got my mixer yet, so I'm not going to buy something else that I'm not going to get.
I would definitely go on there and use that voucher because, I mean, you're going to get that because it's a free voucher. That belongs to you.
Yeah, thanks. So I actually got two of those emails at one point in time and everything and just kind of left it alone.
You might need to go back and see how if it's expired. If it hasn't expired, use it.
It says does not expire.
Go on there. You might see something you like, and even though you didn't get this KitchenAid, you might find some on there that. What you said the voucher was for? How much?
$200.
Well, I imagine that KitchenAid, whatever that is, I have no idea what that is.
I don't even need one, but I thought for $2.95, I'll get this.
$200 is a lot to go and spend. It might be something on there you like, and then it might even be better than whatever it was that KitchenAid would have been.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know what, So
But it don't require you to buy nothing.
Yeah, here's another one that says, here's your discount code. Congratulations on your purchase of the KitchenAid. And, and everything, and it's got a code, and it says does not expire. I think it's the same code. I think it's the one $200,
They've probably been trying to get you to go ahead and use it. I would definitely log in and utilize those $200. And I mean, think about it. If that's what it is and you get to spend $200, you really have not spent anything.
Yeah.
That would be cool, huh?
Yeah, if you get your products. That's what I was worried about because I hadn't got this one, you know. But then I didn't spend anything if I didn't give them any information.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
and this time you won't have to because you already got the code.
Yeah, but they've already got my email and my book and my credit card. So
whatever you did with this right here, this is done. You will not receive any more charges from us from this particular spot. Now, if you did it with someone else, and I can't say that you won't get charged from them, but not us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, LaToya. I appreciate it, and I've got to run. So I thank you, and I will be looking for that refund, and I appreciate you getting me out of this mess. So,
yes, ma'am.
Thank
you. Well, I thank you so much for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.